COVID restrictions and public health regulations have forced libraries to get creative in finding ways to serve their communities. I reached out to two members of the Bath branch of the Rockbridge Regional Library to find out how they've tried to evolve and serve the community better. And I'm joined online by Amy Porterfield. She is the director of the Bath County branch of the Rockbridge Regional Library. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing well. How have things been going at the library?
We've been a little slow here, but we are open for curbside service now. So what you would do is you would call in and let us know what books that you would like, or movies, DVDs, or you could also use the website, which is rrlib.net, and you can choose your own books and have your holds be transferred to the Bath County branch. When your books arrive, we can give you a call and let you know that they're here, and then we can put them outside on a cart for you to pick them up.
Have you had a lot of participation in that program?
We've been doing very well with that program. DVDs are very popular here.
Do you find people read more history, biographies, stuff for entertainment?
The Julia Quinn books are a big hit right now because of Bridgerton. If you're interested in Bridgerton, we do have the books here, and we can place them on hold.
And I remember Amanda saying something about laps at the library. Would you like to talk about that, Amanda? This
sure.
is Amanda McGuire.
This idea kind of came out of knowing that everybody has cabin fever, and even more so during a pandemic. So we wanted to really encourage everybody to up their activity with laps at the library. We did the math for you. If you're to take 4 or 5 laps, you get almost a mile in, which is a good amount for some of us on these wintry days. And just a few of the advantages of doing your laps at the library are that you and a friend can do it together. It's outside and you can spread out a little bit. The surface is paved and pretty flat, so it's easy to hit a pace that's comfortable for you, anywhere from moderate to brisk. If you think you might be walking after library hours, just give us a call and we'll leave the lights on for you. Most people want to get their walking in during the day. Another advantage is around here, the scenery is really pretty. And if you need something to help pass the time while you're walking, it's easy to check out free audiobooks to your phone on the library's free Wi-Fi service. So you can just check out a book and walk and listen at the same time.
You talked about streaming and downloading audiobooks while people are walking laps. How have the online services been working that the library's offered?
I have been taking classes through our Universal Classes, which is free to the library patrons. You can go anywhere from learning about accounting to soap making and to writing books. There's over 500 courses that you can choose from, and it's all free from the library system. We are looking forward to getting engaged back with the community. We're also talking about doing appointments only for our patrons, so you would call in and you would get 45 minutes in the library to browse or to get onto the computers. The hours of operation are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are closed on Friday. We are also closed on Sundays. And Saturday, we're open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Well, I thank you all so very much for your time. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.